Let's get ready for work.
We never give up. We've learned that a program does not have to be perfect to be effective. When a person has the passion to help others, where it is their calling or their mission to help others, the program will not fail.
For 2022's National Apprenticeship Week, we're thrilled to bring you Donna Bailey's keynote presentation from the recent ACT Workforce Summit on the Woodworks program at Royal Martin. We'll also touch base on a national initiative to recruit apprenticeship ambassadors across the U.S.
Ready for Work is a podcast powered by ACT, showcasing excellence and innovation throughout the workforce ecosystem. Jason Jones hosts this journey with trends and ideas to help your region's workforce reach its highest potential.
Let's get ready for work.
2022 marks the 8th annual National Apprenticeship Week and celebrations November 14th through the 20th to showcase the success and value of apprenticeship, to rebuild the economy, advance equity, and support underserved communities. On episode 36 of Ready for Work, we take you to the recent ACT Workforce Summit in New Orleans for a keynote presentation featuring the Woodworks program at Royal Martin, a forestry products leader in Louisiana and Texas. HR Pro and Work Ready Communities Ambassador Donna Bailey presented a luncheon keynote on the three components that made Woodworks a success.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy always to be at the Workforce Development Summit with ACT because I feel like I'm with my people. You guys understand workforce development and I love it. So we'll get started with, I'm going to start with just a little blurb about what I believe. I believe the pool of talent runs deep and we should build it because they will come. Internship programs have been making a comeback in the past decade. As most of you are aware, President Obama and President Biden both have implemented initiatives for internship programs across our country, and many companies are implementing these programs today. It is no easy task for companies to implement and successfully run programs such as these. But it is especially difficult for mid to small companies, because they have few resources. So I'm here today to share and give you the insight from a smaller company. It takes all shareholders, first of all, to make this happen, and each one of those play a different role. First, the company's role. My company, Royal Martin, allowed me to put a program in place over 15 years ago called Woodworks. I had been an educator for 12 years, and it was actually the first year in manufacturing for me, and I realized what the real world was about. And I felt this panicky kind of responsibility to go back to the educators and share with them what I was learning, because I was just so shocked at what I was learning. Fortunately, my company allowed me to do this, but almost as a side gig. At that time, programs like Woodworks just did not exist that I was aware of. So Woodworks is a program that prepares high school students for career readiness in manufacturing. To put it simply, it covers six units that we consider to be the basic information entry-level employees should have. The program offers tours of our facilities and projects on, you know, to enhance the learning. If the student completes Woodworks successfully in high school, then they are hired and move into the true internship portion of the program. And that program provides education from technical colleges and on-the-job training for a year. The startup of this program was rocky, to say the least. We had highs and lows, and it's been very time-consuming. It was just working with 20 schools a year as a side job was just difficult. At the time of the startup, my company did not have enough resources needed to run the program. So I was basically the long ranger at running this program. My company, like so many other companies, struggles to operate a program such as this. It seems the gap between educational partners and businesses is a mile wide. They both want the program to be successful, They have the best intentions at heart, but they do not speak the same language or move at the same pace. Fortunately, I spoke education because of my previous career, and I spoke business because of my current career. So I felt like I was the mediator between the two to make the program successful. Otherwise, I really feel like the program would have been a miserable fail in year two. However, 15 years later, we have educated thousands of students, and we have hired many into our company. Our Woodworks alumni are some of our greatest employees. Some have even become leaders for us. But I have seen many companies get frustrated and give up before the program has had a chance to succeed. Or they run the program with very little knowledge and effort, and it just doesn't last long. So we have found three main keys to success to run a program like this. First of all, continuous improvement. Every year, we meet with the teachers to review the results, and we determine what is needed for the next year to make it better, and we just simply make the changes year after year. Number two, we never give up. We've learned that a program does not have to be perfect to be effective. You just must keep moving forward year after year, one step at a time. And I can tell you, even after 16 years, our program is still not perfect. Lastly, building relationships, especially between the company representatives and the students. In my experience, building relationships is the most important aspect of the program. If the program has at least one person with the capability to build relationships, things will happen. There is absolutely power in one. More specifically, when a person has the passion to help others, where it is their calling or their mission to help others, the program will not fail. That person will see past the hurdles and never stop. So I brought footage with me today of our leaders and participants of the program, and I thought it would be, interesting for you to hear straight from them.
Our Woodworks program is now 15 years old. It's a program in the local high schools and in Texas where we facilitate the learning of the wood industry, more specifically Royal Martin. During the process of the school year, they are exposed to guest speakers from our facilities, as well as they are given tours of all of our facilities. They go through a curriculum that's designed to introduce them to our industry. As they go through that curriculum and they take the work case assessment and make a certain score on that, they're allowed to interview with Royal Martin if they choose. They're guaranteed an interview. They're considered a certified woodwork student. Once they go through the interview process and they make it successfully, they're offered a position, a full-time position with Royal Martin.
So now to the educator's role, because that is a critical role for the program to succeed. Their involvement can mean the difference between 10 students getting hired or one student getting hired. In our program, we have great teachers that are very passionate about the program and others that are not. I believe the teacher can make it easy or tough to reach the students, but as I stated earlier, I truly believe that the program success is still between the business and the students. We set goals for these teachers, and if they meet their goals, they get a stipend from us just in time for summer vacation. As a company, we cannot ask school systems to add our program to their curriculum without our support and involvement. After all, they are helping us recruit. We made it personal for them to make the program a success, and this keeps them engaged year after year. The school system, I believe, cannot possibly accommodate every industry and business. Even in Louisiana, where they are giving it their best and doing a great job, teaching the basics and maybe exposing these students to careers and the basic concepts of those careers, I believe is their responsibility. I feel that it is truly the business's responsibility to make these programs successful. With that, let's roll that beautiful teacher footage.
I have some great students in my ag leadership class this year, And most of them actually really want to go to work. Most of them know that college is not their answer. And I knew it was my responsibility to make sure that they were prepared, which is why I volunteered to become a member or an instructor of the Roy Martin program this year.
Whenever my generation was in school, we were told to go to school, get good grades, go to college, and get a good job. Well, I did all those things, and now I have students that are working at Royal Martin making more money than I do.
It gives our kids the idea that they can compete with the bigger schools and get the jobs that them kids come out of that program with the bigger schools. It doesn't matter if you go to a Class B school like Hicks or a 5A school like Natchitoches Central. If you're in the Woodworks program, you're all created equal, and our kids come out of that program thinking they have just as good a chance as a kid from a 5A school. So then it depends on them and how much they want it.
I am also a former member of Going Through the Woodworks program. My advisor, Mr. Aaron Bobiff, brought me through the program in 2012 through 2013. And I remember that it was such an engaging and interactive program. And especially going on the plant tours, I know a lot of times when we think of people in the industry, we don't think of females. And so it was very empowering to see all the females that were involved at Royal Martin.
Through this program, you're just not learning things about Royal Martin and what their products and what they produce. You're learning skills, like you're learning interview skills. You're learning how to talk to other people. We have presenters come in through this program, and they have to conversate with them, and they'll ask them questions, and it just prepares them for, you know, life skills in general, even though they don't go to work for Royal Martin.
And on to the students' role. Of course, the student has responsibility in this as well. What we see the most is they just do not understand the real world. It's difficult for them to move from being a student to being an employee. First and foremost, they must have the aptitude to do this job. And that is where Work Keys comes in. We utilize Work Keys to ensure we are not setting these kids up for failure. The last thing a company should do is hire a person that does not have the capability to understand and perform the essential functions of the job. Work Keys has been the valid and reliable assessment that can stand up in a court of law to protect our company and ensure we are hiring the right candidate. In fact, that's the very reason that we started using Work Keys. My company was using an assessment that was not valid and reliable and left our company exposed in an EEOC complaint from an applicant saying that our company was discriminatory during the hiring process. With any case, you know, it's about what you can prove. And we simply could not prove our assessment was valid and reliable. Work Keys allows us to prove that we are not being discriminatory. For the student, once they get past Work Keys, their role is to, number one, transition from being a student to an adult, actually. Number two, to complete the necessary components of the curriculum we laid out, to attend all the tours that we require, and lastly, their final exam is to actually attend the job fair. In fact, even if they do not want to work for our company, they must attend the job fair to receive the Woodwork certification. The reason is, many times even after going through our program, students are still unaware of what they want to do after they graduate. They go out, they experience the world, and sometimes they come back to us. We have found that requiring them to complete the job fair not only gives them great experience, but when or if they return, it's much easier on our company. The students understand these requirements right up front, and they understand that completing our program does not guarantee them a job. Their performance throughout the program dictates the final decision, because that is how it is in real life. Businesses and educators can do their part, but ultimately it's up to the students. That is why it is so critical for us to build relationships with these students, because through the relationships, we can influence them. Influencing them to care about their futures, to understand the work that is necessary to be successful in a career, even if it means they don't choose us. We've witnessed kids rise from poverty and buy their own vehicles and their own homes. We've seen them continue their education and actually become leaders in our company. We've seen them move on and become successful in other companies. All of it is success. When companies understand this, we all win. When our community succeeds, we succeed. So when a company's mission is one of the greater good, we succeed no matter what. Roll the student footage, please.
Hey y'all, my name is Brody Holt and I graduated from Oak Hill High School and I was part of the Woodworks program. And I'm now a Royal Martin Plywood in Chopin. And I just think the Woodworks program is a great opportunity for everybody. They will more than prepare you for everything that you need going into the workforce. I've been at the plywood facility for about 2.5 months now, and I'm already in training for the new lead position. And so all you gotta do is go out there, show them what you do, and that's it. Good luck.
Hey, my name is Kate Juno, and the Woodworks program is probably one of the best things I've ever experienced in my life. I mean, they get you interviews at Royal Martin, which is a life-changing company. You know, they have all these benefits and do a whole lot of special things for their employees. They really do take care of you. And you know, Woodworks, they'll help through the whole thing. They'll train you up and get you everything you need. There's nothing that beats the Woodworks program. There's nothing that beats Royal Martin. There's just best anything that you can get. I mean, you don't have to be rich or not have money to go there. I mean, they legit supply you with everything you need. They're just like amazing. There's nothing else you can really say about it.
There you go. Out of the mouth of babes. So no matter your role in workforce development, gather up all stakeholders and help programs like this be a success. ACT Work Ready Communities are the perfect way to educate all stakeholders and get things rolling. A person's life, our communities, and our businesses are at stake. By 2030, manufacturing alone will need over 2 million workers, not to mention the needs in healthcare and education. But in manufacturing, we feel like women can close this gap. So we started the Women in Manufacturing Mentoring Program to close the gender gap. The work is truly never done. We simply cannot leave any of this to chance. So we must build it, and they will come. Thank you.
We thank Donna Bailey for sharing the inspiration behind the Woodworks program, another shining example of apprenticeship in action with alignment of ACT work keys. Next on Ready for Work, we hear from national leaders in the apprenticeship space promoting the Apprenticeship Ambassador Initiative.
I'm excited to launch something new with the Department of Labor, our Apprenticeship Ambassador Initiative. This initiative will bring together leaders from industry, labor, education, equity, and the workforce to be champions of registered apprenticeships.
Apprenticeships expand pathways for workers to enter and lead in all industries. Apprenticeships expand pathways for workers to design their lives and determine their futures.
Apprenticeships open the door for people of every race, from every community, to move ahead.
And I believe it's the key to stimulating our local economies, reducing racial and gender gaps in the workforce, and supporting underserved communities.
At the Department of Commerce, we recognize that apprenticeships are a proven pathway to the middle class
that will support more Americans in gaining on-ramps to good jobs in high-demand industries.
Registered apprenticeships provide employers with a proven structure to keep skills at the cutting edge and provide critical on-the-job training with a mentor, which gives firms the highest skilled talent and makes you more attractive to potential employees.
Thanks to these apprenticeships, more than 600,000 Americans, including women, people of color, young people, and people with disabilities, are thriving in industries ranging from agriculture to cybersecurity.
Here's but one example. In July, I met with a woman by the name of Jovan Johnson, a union carpenter in Nevada. She explained how she, quote, built her career on infrastructure, and fed her family on infrastructure. Every worker in America who wants that opportunity must have that opportunity.
A national network of apprenticeship ambassadors will partner with us to communicate the value of registered apprenticeships. They will help us expand registered apprenticeships, including youth apprenticeships and pre-apprentice programs. And they will identify innovative practices and partnerships to modernize, strengthen, and accelerate the growth of registered apprenticeships.
And by becoming an apprenticeship ambassador, you can support the effort to train workers for this opportunity and help your organization attract the talent it needs.
We know that the Apprenticeship Ambassador Initiative will help us build the ecosystem across government, academia, and business to scale apprenticeships nationwide.
There's absolutely no reason that every company in every geography and every industry vertical should not be leveraging the win-win-win power of apprenticeship.
I want to applaud all the apprentices who work hard every day to improve their skills and the businesses who support apprenticeship programs for providing invaluable opportunities. I also want to encourage those who are thinking about pursuing a life-changing apprenticeship opportunity to go for it.
If your organization is seeing the value and benefits of registered apprenticeships, we'd love for you to partner with us. To find out more, please visit our website at apprenticeship.gov.
The next cohort of ambassadors will open in early 2023, and you can learn more from the links in our show notes. Check out the links for the Woodworks program at Royal Martin in our show notes as well. You'll also find ACT's complimentary toolkit to help you increase apprenticeship quality and completion by linking ACT Work Keys to your work-based learning efforts. Happy Apprenticeship Week, and thank you to the apprenticeship champions at the local, state, and national levels.
Ready for Work is a service from your friends at ACT, a mission-driven nonprofit organization dedicated to helping people achieve education and workplace success. Discover more online at act.org/readyforworkpodcast.
Now, let's get to work.